This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You guys have kept your organization pretty much infiltration free, and how you guys have done such a great job. I mean, I just salute the organization. How do people get involved with Proud Boys, and how are you keeping the organization infiltration free? I mean, I guess you look at Antifa, they all look like devil worshiping vampires. They're total cowards. I guess all you guys look pretty macho. I guess it's pretty easy to find out who's real and who's not, or how are you doing?
So we have a very extensive vetting system, and at times we've had to do it a couple of times in the past, like 2 years, where we get this giant media boost. There's a giant boost in membership, and we kind of slow that down, and we kind of trickle that in, those new recruits in. And the reason for that is that the culture of the club is very important to us, and how we operate is very important to us, and we don't want to just bring in 10,000 people into the club, because that might change the dynamic of the club. So we make sure that we bring those guys in. Our vetting process is very strict. We do background checks. We do multiple in-person meetings before you're inducted into a chapter. So it's not a movement, although it's become a movement, for the most part outside of the organization. But the organization is pretty solid.
Why do you think the left, day one's been so damn scared of it? I mean, they have been crapping bricks over the Proud Boys. That's the idea of men coming together of all races and groups, unifying under American freedom and the love of family. That just scares the hell out of them.
Well, really, because our pro-family stance. So the biggest issues that we're facing in America today is that the family's under attack, right? And they attack the mother and the father relentlessly. And then the father, we're creating weaker men. The media is pushing this narrative that you should have separate parents in the home. And I think that it's really important that we focus on the family aspect of
so you're the opposite of Black Lives Matter that says don't have husbands, kill your babies, cut your son's balls off. You're saying all lives matter and we love families and men are the head of the family. They're the defender. The big corporations want men out of the way so they can enslave us all. That's why they're scared of you.
That is. And at its core, the truth is that the Proud Boys is the number one thing about Proud Boys is we are a drinking club first before anything. And because of that, we are America First Patriots, because that's how we get together. That's how we congregate. That's how we plan. And that's how, I mean, this country was started as
so they hate men congregating, having fun.
Yeah. And it's not only fun. It's iron sharpens iron. See, I don't have any kids.
Well, it's just like the Green Dragon where the Boston Tea Party started. They planted it right there.
Our chapter in that Boston area is called the Green Dragon Chapter because of that.
Beautiful. It's so Americana, and they really are pissed about it.
They are, and they could continue to be pissed. We've learned in the beginning we're PR friendly, I guess, and now we just don't care because we know there's three types of people when it comes to Proud Boys. There's our supporters that are going to love us no matter what. There are those people that don't know who the Proud Boys are and are becoming informed about them. And then there's those people that call me and my group white supremacist groups. Those people, I don't care to reach out to them. People ask me, what do you say to them? I don't want to tell them anything. I don't want to argue. I don't want to discuss. I'm tired of discussions. Okay, but if you truly don't know who the Proud Boys are, you need to listen, reach out to us. I'm very approachable. I've talked to thousands of people this
absolutely weekend. So how do they do it?
You could go to our ProudBoysUSA.com website. They could research. They could come they could come to our parlor pages, our Telegram pages. You can reach me at Noble Lead. That's a direct message that you guys can message me on, or on parlor at Noble Lead, and on parlor for our whole organization, you can go at the Proud Boys, and just see what we're about. We're not these monsters that the media's portray us to be. Just like they demonize InfoWars.
All right, stay there. Enrique Tarrio, 1776.shop. We've got the man that founded Proud Boys and Vice and so much more, a real icon, a real game changer, Gavin McInnes, straight ahead. America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency zone.
Over 200,000 patriotic Americans came to Washington, D.C. this Saturday to show their support for President Donald Trump and to demand justice against the criminal deep state. If you were there, it was absolutely amazing, historical. But the mainstream media, in the midst of overthrowing a duly elected president, downplayed it and spinned it. And as the day ended, the massive crowd broke up, and mobs of BLM and Antifa went out stalking families with children, old men and women, young couples, and any easy target the rotten scum could bully and outnumber. The insect-like BLM media shoved cameras in the faces of the victims, and they threw fireworks into restaurants to shut them down. The media has declared war upon the American people as they attempt to steal our birthright. But we won't let them.
Dealing with some Skype issues. Enrique Tarrio is here. If you want to stop tyranny, so do we. Enrique Tarrio has taken over Proud Boys. Gavin McInnes started as an idea to promote family and men and fraternity and you know, unity for American men. And American men are under attack. But now the globalists are so scared of it. And you've gone through the fire. You've stood up at hundreds of Antifa events for freedom. You've defended so many people. What would you call Enrique Tarrio, this historic moment we're at right now? Dad's going to put his mic on for me. Thanks. Go ahead, Enrique. Start over.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Oh, that's our fault. Okay, go ahead. It's your fault. Go ahead. We don't care. We love it. High technology back and forth. Go ahead.
Well, that's why Gavin's having so many trouble, so much trouble. He's a boomer. But let me tell you, this is the, in one word, this is the revolution. We saw this in D.C., and they said that the revolution won't be televised. Well, it's right here on Infowars.com. We saw the amount of support we have. We saw the amount of backlash, people that weren't there, the envious people that saw the power when we all unite together as one and have our voices heard. The media went crazy over it. They were demonizing Trump supporters for coming out here. They demonized Trump supporters after the fact. That's all I've seen. They said that this.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I really enjoyed Antifa for whatever reason. I guess at the Supreme Court, they were behind the police line. The cops made them take their mask off. I looked at a bunch of professors and pedophiles and degenerates, and they looked so scared of me. And I don't want people to be scared of me, but they looked in awe, like they were really scared. They should be, because they're bullies, they're sick filth, and they're not going to shut us down. But they really are scum. They're the worst people on earth.
Alex, you're their holy water, okay? When they see you, when they see Proud Boys, when they see these Trump flags, to them, that's what angers them the most. The fun, the happiness, the joy, the passion that they see. That's what they want to end. They want to see the end of America. I mean, just take a look at their chants. No USA at all. I heard that multiple times coming from them. Look at the flags that they're holding. Okay, the protesters in Hong Kong, their sign for liberty and justice and freedom is the American flag. And here we go. We have these anarcho-communists, these Marxists, sitting in the streets with the communist flag, with the flag of anarchy. They don't care about Joe Biden. They don't care about Donald Trump. They don't care about anything. They want to break this system down. And Joe Biden has allowed this to happen. Him and his Democrats have allowed this to happen. Not only allowed it, they've encouraged it. We see people like AOC, people like the Kamala Harris, put money for bail money, retweet bail
millions and millions of bail money, and all over Austin they spray painted billboards, "Burn America, Death to America." They chant it. You're absolutely right. These people are the scum of the earth. Enrique, the current head of Proud Boys, a great American patriot. Let's bring on the founder of Proud Boys, who's been through hell for it, Gavin McGinnis. They've come to his house, threatened him, death threatened him, you name it. What would you call, my friend, this historic moment we're in right now? Because everything you talked about, everything I talked about, it's all coming to a head right now. What is this historical time, Gavin McGinnis?
Well, this weekend was a trip to the opticians. And if you still think that Proud Boys are white supremacists and MAGA people are Nazis, then you're blind. Anyone who wants to see what's really going on had a perfect representation this weekend of what is going on. And that is patriots who love this country, like you and Enrique, getting out there and saying, we want liberty, we want freedom, we want our country back. And then Antifa, like hyenas, following the pack, trying to cull the herd, attacking old ladies, attacking Asian girls by themselves, attacking children because they're vindictive parasites.
I mean, you said it, though. A huge multiracial crowd loving America, that must have really scared the hell out of the left.
Well, I think if there was any PR problems before this weekend, they have to be solved by now. Sure, there's people still running with this stupid Nazi crap, but they are blind. They have Nazi glasses on where Nazis are everywhere. We proved it this weekend that we are on the side of what's right, and they are on the side of what's wrong. And if you can't see that now, I give up.
What about all the footage of these anti-vax scum attacking women and children? This is next level.
It really is. And you know that guy who got knocked out, he was defending some old Chinese MAGA woman who was being attacked. And he fought, pushed back about 10 people, thought it was over, got sucker punched in the head. I just talked to him. He's lost his teeth. He's got a broken nose. He's you know, got a skull fracture. And what did they do? The guy who did it is a child rapist who punched our buddy from behind, a sucker punch. This is what we're up against. Absolute degenerate scumbags. And I think, you know, you also saw this weekend, I think it was in Vancouver, Washington, a bunch of people got together and just defended City Hall. They weren't Proud Boys. They weren't Patriot Prayer. They were just regular Joes. I think that we're starting to see a movement now where people are saying, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
What do you make of Jorge Masvidal saying he likes what you guys are doing? He's ready to come out there and join you. I think the men are starting to see this and say, we can't put up with this.
No, he's in South Florida, so he needs to contact me.
Absolutely, he needs to come to Georgia tomorrow. But keep going. What do you think about Enrique?
Alexis de Tocqueville said, go ahead.
Go ahead, Gav, go ahead.
Alexis de Tocqueville said, democracy is slow and sluggish and inefficient, but once the wheels start turning, nothing can stop it. And I think we're at that point in Indiana Jones where he takes the sand off and that boulder starts rolling. Now the mega boulder is rolling, and you better get out of the way or you're going to get crushed.
Gavin, I'm not an optimist. I'm a realist, and I agree with you. I can feel the wheels have been triggered. I feel it now, and I've never felt this much energy. But let's talk about that. The wheels are rolling. Gavin McGinnis, Enrique Tarrio, with some final comments from him. Gavin will roll with us two more segments. Owen Schroyer is coming in studio, and we've got so much more coming up today. I'll host part of the third hour, fourth hour, and then we've got the great war room coming up with Owen Schroyer. Incredible. And I'm back on an airplane to Georgia to stop the steal.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Now, I probably shook, I'm not going to exaggerate, 3,000 or 4,000 hands in the last few days in D.C. It was great. I love doing it. But some of people said, man, I really used to like your show. I wish you were still on air. We're at InfoWars.com. We're at band.video. We have record audiences right now. It's huge. Just like Gavin McGinnis has been banned most places for founding the Proud Boys and Vice TV. They took over. Censored.tv. Bunch of great shows. Amazing job. Censored.tv with Gavin McGinnis. Enrique Tarrio, head of the Proud Boys, is here. Founder Gavin McGinnis here. Gavin, I got a lot of questions for you. Before I get to what happens if they're able to steal it from Trump, what comes next, what do you predict with Biden, how do we fight now to stop it? What would you call this historical time we're in right now? Because you gave a great answer. It's totally true. Proud Boys, American pride on display, unity, beautiful, versus a bunch of meth heads attacking women and children. But what would you call this current historical time we're in, Gavin?
I would call it a 90-degree turn in American history. If we mess this up, there's no turning back. If we get 4 more years of Trump, we permanently drain the swamp. We solidify the Supreme Court forever. We get the gynos out of there, the rhinos out of there. And eventually we solidify what America can be. If we don't get that, we go on an irrevocable course of corruption, of China taking over our dollar. We get permanently in debt. We refill the swamp permanently. And they've already done it with this election. They've had unprecedented cheating. The radical left is designing the software. We've got George Soros's buddy making the machines. And then we have Biden saying, I like mail-in voting. Let's do it next time. That's a precedent being set right there. So we have to fight back and not allow the Astros to get the World Series. Sorry, guys, you cheated. You don't deserve the trophy.
What if, God forbid, because it's clear fraud, it's overwhelming. They just certified that Newsom had illegal voting and shouldn't have ordered the ballots. And but they're just moving ahead with certification. What would the left's self-destruction of America look like, Gavin?
It would look like Obama's presidency, but a lot worse. All of this radical AOC stuff, the Goon Squad, would become mainstream. All of their insane politics, Green New Deal, we're back with Paris in the climate change BS. We got open borders. We would just chip away at America. Like before Trump, Antifa was known as radical. Now you have the president of the United States elect, whatever the hell that means, saying, no, it's just an idea. Antifa's just an idea. In other words, the radical left is normal and mainstream. And once they get their way, we have basically, we're going to become Pakistan in the sense that radical Islam is never satisfied and the radical left is never satisfied. You can't appease them. No taxes are big enough. No borders are open enough. They just keep pushing and pushing until they've destroyed the place. And then they go, well, you should have given me more money. I needed more programs.
I want to ask you both, but first, Enrique Tarrio, again, the current head of Proud Boys. What do we do to make sure this fraud doesn't happen? I'm going to Georgia tomorrow. That's where they're trying to do a fraudulent certification. The governor on the payroll of the Clintons. We need him to order the legislature to have an emergency session. They want it, but the governor's got to call it. What do we do? Hey, Enrique, hit your mute button again.
I'm joining you tomorrow in Georgia. I'll be there. But the way that we solve this is as we get off our phones and get off our asses and get out there and do what we did this weekend. Show our numbers, show our anger for this, because this is too radical pass for the country. Like Gavin said, this is going to be permanent. one of these choices is going to be permanent. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that we're going to be like, okay, well, you know what? We're calling it quits. You know, we're going to keep fighting no matter what, but we need everybody, all hands on deck. Everything that we're making America great again, it can't be done from your couch. Okay. And we showed that this weekend. We need to keep showing it. You guys need to go to Atlanta. You need to keep going to Phoenix. You guys need to keep going to Wisconsin, Michigan, and all these states that there has been fraud. I've never seen 90% turnout rate in, like we saw in Wisconsin, when their historic is 63% average.
Well, that's the good news and the bad news. There was a historic landslide for Trump. All the real metrics showed it. They engaged a fraud to hide that. They're really scared. They don't have the support of the people. Enrique, we love you. We'll see you in Georgia. I'll get there tomorrow night, but then we'll be doing this on Wednesday. They're trying to certify on Thursday. We need everybody to go there to surround the governor's mansion and make a huge issue and demand this now. How do people, again, find Proud Boys?
You could find us on Parler at the Proud Boys on Parler. You could find us at me at Noble Lead on Parler. Also, you could also find us on Telegram at Proud Boys USA.
All right. Thank you, sir. We really appreciate you. What a great job you're doing. And remember, folks, big tech blocks all these people. They block us. Word of mouth with band.video, with censored.tv. That's how you override them. Gavin, I got 1,000 questions next segment. But what's on your mind right now? Your main radar screen, Gavin McGinnis.
I just want to say, like, Enrique was handed the Proud Boys when their name was Mud. He keeps getting bombarded with this BS Nazi crap, white supremacist crap. He lets it roll off his back like water off a duck's back. And then he does these rallies. Like, the Proud Boys have done 3 or 4 amazing rallies that went off without a hitch. They got permits, no danger, no violence, no stabbings. I mean, what he's done with that men's club is greater than my wildest hopes and dreams. I'm so impressed by him.
I agree. He's a great leader, isn't he? Good leader.
Yes. And that's what we need. And you, too. It was the InfoWars convoy going up the East Coast that got all this hype going. And that's the kind of thing that sticks in a judge's craw when he's making decisions. Max and John are in prison right now as Proud Boys for the same fights that were going on the other night. They were protecting people. But because the left controlled the narrative, it was 2 Nazis were roaming the streets. We have to change the narrative and get the truth out there. And the way you do that is by taking to the streets like you and Enrique do.
Absolutely. It's what it comes down to. And Antifa, again, are funded by George Soros. What about this, Gavin? We'll go to break about other news with you. How about how they claim they're the resistance? They got all the banks, all the media, all the big tech. Hollywood is on their side. The police are usually in a leftist area standing down, and they call themselves the resistance and online are always whining about how the right wing's beating them up. It's all BS. It's a bunch of rich trust fund kids.
They are the majority, and they use the media like a PR firm. Anything. Even this weekend, they were saying Nazi Proud Boys were out there stabbing people. They always accuse us of exactly what they're doing. And the media says, yes, I'll take this ball and run with it. When Enrique went out with his friend Bevelin, they're walking home, they see a kid getting murdered, they intervene, the black woman gets stabbed, and this one guy, Will Carlos does an article in USA Today saying the way the police responded to that stabbing attack shows how the police give Proud Boys preferential treatment. You're like, what? A woman was stabbed. She's in the hospital for 5 days. And that's the media's takeaway? We need to fight back against our enemies. And our enemies are the teachers brainwashing our kids, the media, the top brass all over this country. The elites are destroying America on purpose because they want to rebuild it in their own image.
That's right. And now the Great Reset, they come out and announce. They come out, we're doing this on purpose. We're using COVID to shut everything down. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. Stay with us. We'll talk about the Great Reset and how Trump's COVID response guy says it's time to revolt. Stay with us.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Cava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency cell.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not a laser, sex ring razor. I've got a mouth like an alligator. I want it louder.
Troy arrives shotgun with me. 15 minutes to the next hour. Then the great Carol Salente takes over. Owen is here. Gab McGinnis, talk about a patriot. He's here as well. What do you make of the Great Reset, them admitting COVID-19 is to create this new depression where we all have a universal income? We have the head of the EU saying it, the head of Davos saying it, the head of Canada saying it, Justin Trudeau, Gab McGinnis. I mean, this is really their takeover, and they're announcing martial law in all these states. But meanwhile, Trump COVID advisor, Dr. Atlas, says the only way to stop this is people rise up. Where are we right now, Gavin McGinnis? I mean, even when the president's talking like this, and I think he's trying to tell us something here, Gavin.
When I saw Justin Trudeau talk about this being a great opportunity for a reset, it sounded like a Project Veritas video where he was caught on hidden camera saying exactly what the globalists think. I couldn't believe he said it publicly like that and just gave it all up. It's like, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. You just said it. It's profoundly disturbing. And we do have to fight back about this. This is what the left has always wanted, by the way. They are communists. I remember Thomas Friedman, this is maybe 10 years ago now, with Obama. He said, God, I just wish we could make America China for 1 year, and then we could complete all these programs we need to complete, and then we could go back to America. And of course, you know what would happen if he got his fantasy. We'd be China for 1 year, then 2 years, then 3 years, just like when Castro took over Cuba and he said, I changed my mind about elections. We're not doing elections anymore. These people want to control us, and we want liberty. We want everyone to be free, and we're right at the cliff edge of losing that right now.
I totally agree with you. Look, again, I got a million questions, Kevin, but what else is on your radar? What do you think Trump should be doing right now? I think he should be going to Georgia himself and banging on the governor's mansion. I think he should be leading the charge against the fraud, not just sitting back and letting the lawyers handle it. I think it's a major miscalculation.
I agree. Everyone says he's got this big Trump card up his sleeve, and he was just waiting. He's playing 4D chess, and he's waiting to blow our minds. We're running out of time, dude. If you have something up your sleeve, time to pull it out, because we're losing this country right now. This is more than just tweets where you say, they stole the election. That sounds like a white flag. That sounds like you're surrendering. I want to see you expose all these people, file these lawsuits. On Sunday, Giuliani said today, Monday, the big day, it's all coming out. And you're like, I'm ready, Rudy. Where is it? Let's go.
And we do know that they certified all this voting illegally. We do know they let them do all this. We do know that they have all the witnesses of the fraud. We do know about the Dominion software. So we just need action. But notice the Justice Department is, let's just say, castrated.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know who to blame. I mean, the D.C. police this weekend were funneling MAGA people through BLM where they knew there would be conflict. They were clearly told to do that. But why didn't Trump, you know, enforce big tech? Tucker brought up a great point. He said this election has been stolen for the past 4 years via big tech controlling the American conversation and making it anti-Trump. So we go to Parler, and now CNN is saying that's a threat to democracy, these people having open minds and being able to use free speech.
By the way, Mark Geist did like a 10-minute video, and I can't play it all, but we actually have a short clip of Stelter with a straight face. He goes, we can't let them have their own media. It'll hurt things in our democracy. And then Obama gives all these speeches saying, oh, there's 1,000 channels now. So they're done censoring the Internet. Now they want to move on to Newsmax and OAN. I mean, this is so Cuban-esque, Venezuelan-esque, Stalin-esque, North Korean-esque, Communist China-esque, Gavin.
Well, remember when CNN said, it's illegal for you to look at Hillary's emails. We are the arbiters of news. We'll look at them, and we'll tell you which ones you need to see. CNN thinks they're Stalin. I don't know where they get that idea. They're dunces.
Well, because they're like, no one likes us, so we better make them all not have shows, so we'll be popular again. Here's part of what Brian Stelter had to say.
People are going more and more into their own echo chambers, more and more into their own bubbles, especially Trump voters. There's this new social media app called Parler getting a lot of attention because conservatives are saying they're leaving Twitter and Facebook, going off to Parler because they believe Parler is a safer space for them. What we're seeing is even more of a bunker mentality in right-wing media, and ultimately that's not good for the country.
No, it's not good. It's a threat to democracy that these people are in echo chambers and they're getting fed a diet of lies, essentially. Brian Stelter.
That's what it is. Thanks.
That's what it is. Thanks. Owen Schroyer, we'll talk about this more when Gavin leaves us in a few minutes. But, wow, if you watch the whole thing, he's like, we can't let them have their own channels. That's against freedom.
Well, it's like they throw us off the big, you know, cruise liner or something, and we're like clinging to the riffraff out in the ocean, just clinging to it, like wading up and down.
Stop clinging to that. The conservatives we threw overboard are clinging to the riffraff, trying not to drown in the ocean.
I saw, like, a New York Times article. They go, they claim they're being censored. They're delusional. They're going to their own. They're kicking everyone off. Let's go back to Gavin. Gavin, where do you see all this going, brother?
I'm telling you, we are at a crossroads. You see how she said they're being fed a diet of lies? They want to feed us. That was what Obamacare was. The government wants to take over your health. De Blasio here in New York is saying kids should be in school from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. after school programs. This is before COVID. They want to control our lives. And that is the most un-American thing imaginable. This is America in a nutshell, okay? I don't care if you don't help me. Just don't hinder me. Americans are on their own. They moved out of their parents' house. They've got grit, mobility, wherewithal. They want to design their own systems. They want to invent their own products. They want to make their own money. That's what made America. That's what separates us from Europe, from Russia, from China, from all of these other terrible countries. We are the ones that do it ourselves, and they want to take that away from us and make us into the EU, where people don't have grit and mobility and come up with their own concepts, their own systems, their own way to run their families and their lives. And I don't know if we can get it back after this. I don't know if after 4 years of Biden, we will recognize this country. I think Canada and Britain will look exactly like America. And I've lived in both of those countries, and they suck.
Well, that's another thing. Macron, the little dictator, he just announced, he said, it's good that Europe's dying, and we're going to move basically African countries here, and we've got to finance Africa, or we'll have to Malthusian them, which means kill them. So they collapse Africa, create an economic collapse, destroy Africa, then flood us with poor Africans who won't get jobs, and then tell us to roll over and die. It's just, why is the left so destructive, so self-destructive, so psychotic? Is it just they have like a button of like dominance they've got to keep punching?
I think it's a lack of experience. Like, look at Karl Marx. He never worked a day in his life. He felt insecure about that. So he wanted to control other people and pretend that his lifestyle was normal. They've never experienced, they never washed dishes. They don't know any blue-collar people. They talk about black people all the time. They don't live near them. There aren't any black people in their schools. And I think they feel guilty about that. You know, if you're a spoiled little rich kid and your dad built your fortune like Karl Marx did, you must have this constant insecurity that I'm not real. I didn't do enough. So what do you get when you get like that? You get like little Lord Fauntleroy, this spoiled little brat, like the gay prince in Braveheart. You just have this vindictive malfeasance where you just want to wreak havoc on the world because you're so insecure and unhappy. Dinesh D'Souza calls Hollywood the revenge of the hurt. And I think politics is just Hollywood for ugly people. These people want revenge, and it's for the suffering that they've imposed upon themselves. I never touched it.
Exactly. They're projecting their own self-hatred on us. Gavin McGinnis, you're on fire. Thank you so much.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made. made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we have the host of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. daily, Owen Stroyer, here with us, ahead of Gerald Celente coming up. And a lot of other breaking news we've got. But Owen, you did the caravan through the South up to D.C. The police that we talked to estimated, because I was saying 200,000 that day, because the police were saying 200,000 at one spot. Turns out there was 3.5 miles, people going back to the beginning of it. And a bunch showed up after. They were estimating 800,000 to a million people. And then Antifa attacking at night, getting their asses kicked. All of it. What would you describe this moment in history as?
Well, from the images I've seen, I think that this had more people in attendance than the Million Man March. And I think some of those images are highlighted in the Bound report and the Greg Reese report that we've seen. And so I think the significance of that, Alex, is the Trump movement, the Make America Great Again movement, the America First movement, whatever you want to call it.
Biden couldn't have gotten 100 people out there.
Oh, no. There would be, there'd be little hula hoops on the ground, and they'd be, social distancing and wearing their masks. I think
that's another real thing. Look, no one's wearing masks here. Just calling their hoax out.
Yeah, totally.
Happened to dozens and dozens and dozens of these. Where's my COVID? I'm up tempting fate. Where is it?
Well, and this is the new thing. I've realized that we all knew this, but to put it into words, the Democrat Party politic is emotion over evidence. It's emotion over evidence. Same thing with the mainstream news. Emotion over evidence.
We live in
reality. Yeah, we live in reality. A million people out there. Nobody got COVID. Nobody got sick. I'm riding back in the airplane. Everyone's fine, laughing about the dumb mask thing. They almost kicked me off a plane for. But we won't go into that. But what I think it signifies, Alex, the reason why it had more people than the Million Man March is because this is everyone's movement. This is every American's movement of every race, color, creed, age, background, what have you. This is every American's movement.
And what I love is seeing folks that aren't white getting the Tea Party loves them. And we want they're just flooding in now. It's that's why the establishment's trying to sew things up with the worldwide tyranny under the UN with the COVID hoax and the Great Reset is they know they're losing.
Well, that's why the propaganda is so identity based, because they know that there is no personal identity as far as, you know, skin color or hair color or any of this that comes along with human freedom. That's universal. That's a universal idea. That's what we get.
And they're trying to take our universal freedom.
And we recognize that President Trump is the number one stopgap of taking our universal human freedom right now. And that's why the whole world is watching, as President Trump said in a statement yesterday. Yes, the world is watching. The world is watching America right now. And the world is hoping, just like in 1776, we can defeat the idea that men need government or that free men need tyranny to keep them at bay and protect the greater general society. No, that's a lie. That is a myth. And it's the...
And by the way, let's back that video up. Back in about 20 seconds. That's them turning on Pennsylvania Avenue, on Constitution or whatever it is. It went for 3 miles.
Well, that image...
So I want to show you, because you see it back there. It turns. I gave my speech, walked back to the hotel. 2-3 hours later, the march was still going towards the Supreme Court building. That's why the police estimated almost 1 million people. This was insane.
Well, and
the media only showed that, yeah, there it is. See how it turns? That turns down Pennsylvania Avenue. It runs for like 2 miles.
And the one image that seems to be going viral, the one that Dan Scavino put out that Trump retweeted, that's the one image that's going viral. That's only one small area.
That was 11:30-40 was started.
And that was only one small area of the D.C. area. There are about 4 or 5 areas that looked exactly like that by the Supreme Court.
They were just full. Just people
monument. Yeah, it was the whole
you
city.
Had to be there, because I didn't get it either, because we get in that big square. It's totally full. No room. Everybody wants to start marching. I said, let's march early. We start marching at like 12:30. Takes us an hour and a half to get there. I give a speech done, wait an hour. I walk all the way back, not along the crowd as they would come up and say stuff. Nothing against them. I couldn't get there. So we walk kind of like around the Capitol through the woods and stuff. I get back to the hotel, and they're still streaming the march.
Yeah,
4 hours later, this was insane in the membrane.
I'm trying to think of the events that I've been to. I mean, if I was trying to make a comparison and just get numbers.
Not even the Super Bowl is nothing like this.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it would be World Series or Stanley Cup parades or, you know, big giant music festivals like Rock in Rio where they get like 100,000 people. This was easily 5 to 10 times a Rock in Rio crowd. And I mean, Alex, we're going through like sardines. I mean, it's like. We can't even, it's like crazy. From like 5 blocks up to the Supreme Court, you're packed in like sardines. I mean, you can barely even breathe. So, I mean, this is about as tightly compact groups of people that you can find. And they were sprawled out over, I would say, about a square mile of D.C. this weekend. And, you know, Alex, I said this on air. Maybe the crew can go back and find the clip because, you know, you do so much content on these trips, you forget, you know, the exact moment in time. But I said, you know, I had a vision, and I did. I had a vision on Thursday or Friday. I had a vision of this exact thing, standing in Freedom Plaza, standing on that block with you, and just looking out over the seas of people in red, white, and blue, all the American patriots, all the American flags. We had the perfect breeze, too, the perfect wind, all the flags flying perfectly. I mean, it was a perfect day that God had given us. And, of course, the media is going to lie to us. Of course, they're never going to get credit for what happened that day. Of course, the Republican conservative establishment, Con Inc., wanted to try to, you know, spearhead this themselves and act like they were the leaders of this. They weren't. So, you know.
Well, that's a side story, but it was kind of, we just took it over.
We won't get into that, and that's fine. But, yeah, we'll just stop right there. But the point is, to me, what was significant, Alex, is it was unifying. And that's the biggest reason why the mainstream news wants to do all their propaganda to separate us on identity politics, because our movement is ideological. It's human freedom. It's human liberty.
It's unifying.
It's common sense. It's common sense. So they have to throw all these different barbs into our stream to try to, you know, get us divided, but it's not working. Now, for many, it is, obviously, like what we saw in the streets that night.
Only the stupidest, but yeah, the Antifa would literally target children. This is the level of...
And, you know, by the way, you know, there's a lot of lies said about Proud Boys on the mainstream news. You know, we're just going to tell the facts of what it is. If it wasn't for the Proud Boys Saturday night, what you saw on the streets of D.C. would have been 10 to 20 times worse. I mean, there was moments where, because the Proud Boys, or, you know, Antifa found out where we were at. So they would come out and wait for you, wait for me outside the hotel to try to get the jump on us. And there were about 200 of them out there at one time. Proud Boys came rolling through the block. They were gone in about 5 minutes. We came out and had an event. So, you know, say the media lies about the Proud Boys all day long. Here's a fact about the Proud Boys. If it wasn't for the Proud Boys, Saturday night in D.C. would have been extremely more violent. Antifa would have probably maybe even killed somebody out there, or BLM would have killed somebody. Police did, I believe, got 8 guns during the arrest that happened of the violent leftist radical commies that were in the streets last night. So, you know, this isn't a knock against the police. Believe me, I understand it. I've been behind the scenes. I've talked to many of them. Folks, their Democrat mayor is literally giving them...
ordering them. They're fired or they do their job. Yeah, it's total tyranny. But, you know, also the police surrounded me when I gave the speech in front of the Supreme Court with about 200,000 people that had already arrived, hundreds of thousands more marching towards it. And they were like, what's he going to do? Like, is he going to call for revolution? No, those are our institutions. The globalists are trying to take them over. This is our country.
Well, let's be honest.
He wants the outside globalists to not take over.
Well, let's be honest. You know, we talked about it actually right there at the steps, and you said, stand down, Schroyer. So we stood down and said, all right.
Yeah, but physically taking over the Supreme Court building is not going to do anything.
No, I know. You made the right decision. I stuck with your gut.
And by the way, it would have been like V for Vendetta, where we just take over, but...
That day will come.
But it's not like Hitler's in a bunker. We're getting him. They're going to get our president.
Right, right.
They have the president.
That day will come. That day will come. And, you know, everybody...
Well, I'm just saying, everybody was chomping. I mean, this is the... We're not afraid of the system. They've taken our kindness for weakness.
We're just right there. I mean, we're right there on the brink. I'm an impatient person. We're just right there on the brink, Alex. And I'm really hopeful that Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are going to have their legal victories.
But don't hold your breath.
I just wonder if we're going to have enough of the instruments of power here to really have justice. And that means we need the FBI, we need the DOJ, we need the CIA.
Because this is an outside takeover, and a lot of folks in the system would rather be a bitch in the system. Let's come back right now and on the other side and talk more about this. Listen, we're not going to stop fighting, but I'm running out of money flying all over the country and having convoys go around everywhere. I'm not complaining. We got great products you need. I want to thank you all. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film, get a non-GMO heirloom seed kit, get some sorbal foods, get some water filtration, air filtration. We've got a big sale that's about to end. It's the big Stop the Steal, Stop Lockdown 2 sale. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force, Vaso Beats is back in stock. Alpha Power is back in stock. Body's back in stock. Alpha Power is amazing. Vaso Beats is amazing. Those have been sold out. Now they're back in stock. 50% off, 4-1 free shipping. Or you can also call 888-253-3139. There are triple Patriot points and free shipping right now. So whether it's bodies or Ultimate Tumor Formula, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what finances this operation. It takes a lot of money to run. We don't have George Soros as a sponsor. We got you. And we thank you. Stop the Steal, Republican Crisis. Emergency sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the products while you still can. Boost your immune system with vitamin mineral fusion, the fish oil, and so much more. And you can tell Bill Gates and all them to piss up a rope, you dirty globalist. We're going to stay on air as long as the Lord's willing and as long as you keep us on air. So thank you so much. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.